Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with your retirement cash flow strategist, Mark Lumia, owner of the True Wealth Group. We're moving on up. Can you believe it's been 40 years since the Jeffersons debuted on CBS? Well, maybe your retirement accounts finally moved up in 2014. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Producer Hawk, you remember the Jeffersons?
One of my favorite shows. I think I've seen them all, probably. I used to watch those. And, you know, I was reading about it, too. I was shocked to find out that in 1985, when they canceled the show, the cast, they didn't even tell the cast about it. CBS didn't tell them.
Oh, harsh.
As a matter of fact, Sherman Helmsley, the one that played George Jefferson, he found out that the show was canceled by reading the newspaper.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
not rough.
That's a good way to find out your job's over, is it?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Mark, did you watch the show?
I did watch the show.
Wheezy. Who was your favorite character? Wheezy, Florence, the neighbors. What were the neighbors next door? What were their names?
I liked Archie.
So you watched, okay, when it was, you bring up a good point. It started with All in the Family, and then the Jeffersons, they were a spinoff. Because remember, they were the next door neighbors.
Didn't Archie make a couple of appearances on the Jeffersons? I thought he did.
He sure did.
Yeah.
I love it. We're so up on our pop culture.
That show cannot air. That show cannot air today, though, because we're too politically correct.
Yeah, it did kind of, it stepped into some, the show would be muted nowadays, which. You
know, and that's horrible. I like that show.
They were adorable characters, and you love to hate George because he was such a stinker, but then he was so funny.
The Willises, that's who they were.
Thank you, the Willises.
Mr. Bentley was the best, too, you know?
Yes.
Oh, was that boy. The tall guy? The tall?
The accent? Yeah, the accent.
Yeah,
George gave him a rough time.
You remember all the names. I don't remember the names.
Well, I watched all the reruns. And then remember when TV Land came up, they started rerunning these shows. Yeah. So I would sit down and get pulled right in, and I would just be like, oh, Florence the Maid was a hoot. She was always giving George what for.
He needed it too, right?
Well, you know, with your retirement accounts, maybe they've moved back up in numbers in 2014. So on a serious note, Mark, what should we be doing with those gains?
Well, I should tell you what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't spend them.
Oh, man, come on.
Think about it. The early 2000s, we had three negative years. We had a big negative year in 2008. And it took from January 2000 till December 31st, 2013 to finally catch up. So we just caught up to what we should have had back in 2000. We still haven't added on any of the gains we should have had, too. Mm. So if you have recouped all your losses or close to it, now may be a great time to consult a retirement cash flow strategist and create a plan or have a stress test of your current plan so that you don't have to have it all at risk. Obviously, if you got in the situation where you went through those downturns in 2000, 2001, 2002, and then you also went down in 2008, I guess you've experienced it. You know it doesn't feel good. So now that you recoup those losses, hey, let's sit down, make a plan, and have less at risk and more in the safe account.
When you talked about wanting to, people may want to spend those gains, it made me think of, tax refund time is coming soon. And my husband and I always are mostly, like I'd say, we're 90% responsible with the refund. And then we leave out a little for some mad money. So if people have money that they're expecting back, they could even maybe combine it with the gains and do a double whammy.
Absolutely. Just be careful because the times are more volatile. We're going to have lots of ups and downs. It's probably going to stay kind of level. It might increase a little bit, but you're going to have swings all along the way. Mm. And the closer you are to retirement, the more those swings may hurt you.
Well, Sam Stovall is a good friend of our show. He's the chief U.S. equity strategist with the S&P Capital IQ. Here's what he thinks the market and the economy are headed in 2015.
We forecast the S&P 500 to rise to 2250 by year end, based on cycle trends and fundamentals. Since 1945, the S&P 500 gained an average of 16% during the third year of a presidential cycle and rose in price 88% of the time. We see the U.S. economy growing 3%, benefiting from a similar increase in consumer spending, low crude oil prices, a near 8% rise in capital expenditures, and a more than 12% jump in residential construction. In all, we think the bull market remains alive, but will probably increase its kicking.
Mark, what do you think of Sam's outlook?
Well, it's really interesting, and the key word there was kicking. A lot of people probably have no clue what that means. Basically, I agree that we'll probably have a bull market, but it'll be very volatile. That's the kicking. It's going to go up and down. So that's where sequence risk comes into play. If you're retired and you're living off your money, if it goes down in value, your portfolio, and then you're taking out a withdrawal, when it goes back up, it's going back up with less of an amount. So when the market goes up and down and you're working, it really doesn't matter much because time's on your side and you're not withdrawing money from your portfolio. So basically, when there's a lot of volatility, you're going to have to worry about sequence risk. And I gave the example of sequence once before. I think it was John and Susan. They both have $500,000 when they start retirement. They both are going to take out an extra 3% every year to keep up with inflation. And what happens is you take the 25-year history of the S&P 500, just put it in a random order. And with John, those early 2000s happened in the beginning. 2008 happened near the end of those 25 years. With Susan, we just flip-flopped it. We had the 38 up near the top and the three negatives near the bottom. So we just flip-flopped those same 25 years. So if you average those, they're both going to average 8.03%. But if they're taking money out, John runs out of money. He only collected like $590,000 and he's out of money at like 82. Now, Susan, she collected $911,000 and she still has $1,697,000. And it was all based on when those negatives hit your portfolio. So it's real important to worry about the volatility and have a plan in place so you can help eliminate that sequence risk.
Well, do you remember the movie Back to the Future? Well, we still don't have flying cars, but we do have Google Glass, self-lacing high-top tennis shoes are coming soon, and the first hoverboards, as predicted in Back to the Future, nearly 25 years ago.
Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California. At 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
So funny when you hear that. It's like that was, when you watched that movie back then, it seemed like it was so far away. And Mark, since we can't hop into a DeLorean time machine and find out what the next 25 years will bring, how can we prepare for what's coming in our retirement future?
Well, you have to be aware of inflation risk and you have to be aware of longevity risk. Inflation risk simply means the money you have saved is going to buy less and less as time goes on because of inflation. Longevity risk is not being aware of how long you may really live. There's life expectancy. Most people, that's a 50-50 shot. A lot of people are going to live longer than life expectancy, so you have to be aware of longevity risk. The only way to counteract longevity risk is to create an income you can't outlive with like an indexed annuity that might have an income rider that's going to pay you until you both die. Now, there's an article tied to this, and it basically says, so how close did the movie come to reality? And the movie had glasses phones, while today we have something even better called Google Glasses.
Yeah.
And I watched the Megyn Kelly thing, and they showed these glasses. They're pretty neat.
That's crazy. I don't know if I'd want to try them. Would you get dizzy?
Yeah, you probably would. But remember that, not the hoverboard. Remember the girl was riding around the board and it had like a little stick up on it, like kind of like a scooter. Mm-hmm. And then he broke the stick off and made the hoverboard.
Oh.
So there's actually some kind of hoverboard now, but it's, you know, you wouldn't want to use it to run away from the cops because it's probably very, very slow.
Yes.
But isn't that funny? All the things they had out there and some of them come true. Like I think they had something about self-lacing shoes.
Yeah.
You put the shoes on. Well, according to the article, Nike actually says there's going to be some self-lacing shoes by the end of the year.
And why? I mean, is that an issue with people not being able to, you know, it's taking too much time to tie their shoes?
Well, it's convenience. Yeah, too much time. Yeah.
Save time. I don't get that. I really don't.
Oh, that's funny. What state are you targeting for your retirement? An article in Life Health Pro says that whether you're considering the top states for retirement, like our beautiful Sunshine State, Florida, or Arizona, Colorado, and Utah, there are three tips for planning ahead. Mark, what do you think of the tips on this list?
When you move, obviously, you're going to need the new state. You're going to have new income tax rules. You're going to need to get to know them. If you're married, are you moving to a state that has community property state or is it not a community property state? And you're basically going to need to have a lawyer review your state planning documents. For example, Florida is not a community property state and Florida also does not have any state income taxes. And Florida has different estate planning rules like annuities and life insurance. There's lots of asset protection, maybe for a professional like a doctor or someone that has lots of real estate. They want some protection.
Mm-hmm.
Even when OJ got in trouble, what did he do? He moved to Florida. because Florida has this big, Florida has an unlimited
Never
homestead.
Thought of that.
That's really what happened. Florida has an unlimited homestead. It's like the best in the country. So if you have a homestead to property, which is the property you're living in, it can be of unlimited value. Whereas in some states, they might cap it at $100,000. So if someone wants to put $40 million or $5 million into a house, creditors can't touch it.
Interesting.
Right? Now, obviously, if you have a mortgage on that house, then the mortgage can, you know, they can foreclose your house. But I'm just talking about that's where he put the money. So, and we have these creditor protection. If you have money in an annuity, they can't attach that. So those are things you need to be aware of, those three things.
Well, are you trying to eat healthier every day with this new year ahead? Well, some fast food chains are dropping the junk that customers don't want. AP correspondent Nikki Mayo has the details.
We've all heard the buzzwords real, all natural, and fresh in ads for fast food.
Just because it's green doesn't mean that it's, you know, it's good.
Be your best daily fitness personal trainer Cootie Mack says first it's important to identify when your food was prepared.
Anything that's been sitting around in a box, in a bag, in something plastic, underneath a lamp, is not fresh.
You should also recognize the ingredients.
If within the first 4 to 5 ingredients you start seeing words you don't recognize, it's not good for you.
And if you opt for the salad bar, Max says watch out for hidden chemicals and calories. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Wow, the small steps really add up when we move towards a healthier lifestyle. But Mark, what are some small steps that we can take to better our financial health?
Well, one of the things you said there about fresh, you want to make sure you have something fresh. So with us, you can set an appointment for a retirement strategy session, and you want to set that with a retirement cash flow strategist and let us do what's called a retirement strategy stress test, where we'll help you complete what we call a household balance sheet, which takes into consideration your needs versus your wants, inflation, financial capital, social capital, human capital, and create a plan. So you want to have a fresh look at your current plan and see if it needs to be adjusted or tweaked just to have a better plan.
And Mark would love to sit down and do that for you, to look at the household balance sheet, complete that with you, and offer you a complimentary retirement strategy stress test. It starts with a phone call, 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 800-762-7572. And don't forget to download your free resources at retirementmark.com. Well, our last segment is still ahead, the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia, back in just a moment.
Imagine having a retirement shield, something or someone who could help protect your assets by reviewing your retirement income and taxes. This bullish market has everyone nervous. It's high right now, but it will inevitably correct itself. What will happen to your retirement portfolio when it does? Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group can be your knight in shining armor. From annuity investments to money management strategies, Mark's mission is all about protecting his clients. A shield emblazons his company logo, and he takes your retirement security seriously. Mark and True Wealth Group will give you an accurate picture of where you stand in your retirement planning. You want to protect your future. Find a retirement income specialist who wants the same thing. Call Mark Lumia now for your free portfolio review. 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.
The more you know about the ups and downs of retirement, the better prepared you'll be for your own. If you are nearing retirement or already there, join Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group each Saturday evening at 6, right here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Mark will tackle those tough retirement questions and fill you in on the latest tips and strategies as well. It's fun and it's informative. Tune in to the Retirement Mark Show Saturday evenings at 6, right here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA.